This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Are you mad?
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday podcast
from Joy 94.9.
You're on Joy. It is Mad Wednesday, and they're my favourite moments. Well, I said before, and I think I'm right, the legendary Australian actor John Waters joins
You're
us now
right.
on Mad Wednesday. Welcome, John.
Thank you very much. Nice to be a legend of any kind.
Well, isn't it? I guess, but I mean, you can only get that if you've earned it, and you've been in this business a long while. I mean, you don't get, you know, you've a huge resume.
Yeah, well, I started in this kind of entertainment business. I was in bands when I was a kid, but I don't sort of count that. If, you know, you want to talk about like show business, I suppose it started with Hair, which was 1969. So coming up to 50 years of doing it.
Yeah, wow. I mean, and with that then in mind, would you have a 50th sort of celebration on the way?
No, I don't
Do we get you
so.
Back in again?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. No problem at all. Yeah.
I interviewed you regarding Lennon Through a Glass Onion.
Yes. Yeah.
And that's an incredible, incredible show, isn't it?
It's still going on. And, you know, Stuart Derrieta and I were back at it last month, actually, touring in rural Victoria. And it just won't go away. Not that we want it to.
No.
Because, you know, when I come back to it and I've been doing some other things and I think, oh, it's time to do Glass Onion again, I always feel excited about doing it again.
Yeah. Well, obviously because you're a huge admirer of John Lennon.
Yes. And to be able to perform those songs and having, you know, achieved something with this show involving all the monologues coming from John Lennon's mind, it's very interesting to get inside, and it always works on an audience.
Is there a stupid question? I'm sorry, but
is there
an area of your career where you think that was a fave for me? I loved doing that. You know, other than Glass Onion. Then.
Well, I've had a few of those, but I've been talking today about one of my favourite moments. I was always a great admirer of Harry Nilsson and his music, and. When we did the original recordings in 1990 for Paris, this rock opera, I was in a recording studio in Sydney with Harry Nilsson, singing along with him, you know, and I just love all of his work. I told him I had Nilsson Sings Newman, which is one of his albums which didn't sell very well, and he went, oh, my God, I didn't make squat out of that album. Thanks for buying it. And so when it came to do this show, instead of Agamemnon, the king of all the Greeks that I played on the album, I'm doing Ulysses, which was the part that Harry did on the album, because Harry sadly passed away about 2 years after we'd done the album.
But aren't they, well, I guess, are they full circle moments, or the fact that we're just getting older?
Well, it's a full circle, all right, you know, but Harry wasn't a well man at the time, and it's sad that he went, but it's great to be, you know, stepping into his shoes in this production.
Of course. Course, yes. Yeah. And as you mentioned, we are talking about Paris, a rock odyssey. And now it says they're in tribute to John English. Can you give us a bit of background on why it's a tribute for John and a little bit about it?
Well, John, as most people know, you know, started his career really after he'd been in bands for a while with Jesus Christ Superstar. He's an amazing Judas. And that genre of rock opera is something that we all loved. You know, I was in Hair, he was in Superstar, and I did Godspell, and we were very close friends in the early 70s and beyond. And we had a shared love of this rock opera, but what he actually did was go ahead and write one of his own with a friend called David Mackay, who's an astonishing writer and producer, an Australian. And David has lived in England for many years now, but in fact they wrote Paris, the story of the Trojan Wars, set to music, and it's in opera form, it's all sung, and it's got some powerful songs in it, and some absolutely brilliant, fully blown, highly theatrical music, which I think people will have their socks knocked off by.
And they're the big belting numbers that are probably up there as the most difficult, but where, I guess, you know, John loved that.
Yeah, indeed, he didn't really write it for himself. He didn't give himself the starring role, the part of Paris. Paris is a very young, naive man, who was sent to Greece by his father, the king of Troy, in order to try and make peace. But he really stuffed up because he ran away with King Menelaus's wife, Helen, who was known throughout the Greek world
as there.
The most beautiful woman in the world. Yes. And he sort of got waylaid somehow, and that started a 10-year-long war.
Ah. Yeah, it was the face that launched a thousand
That's
ships.
That's right, the face that launched a thousand ships.
Yeah.
And we have a very beautiful Helen in this production, played by Maddie Featherby. And we've got a very handsome young Paris as well.
Indeed, I'd like to. I concur on both those amazing performers. It really is the lineup for this though is incredible, and I guess it's one of those shows that comes along that people say if you're a singer, a performer, you think, oh, I want to do this one.
Yeah, everybody in Australia knows about this, and it's unfortunate that it didn't reach a world audience, you know, and a lot wider audience. But I think it will. It's never too late, and you know, as you know, John's not with us to be able to enjoy this, but I think in his name, you know, it's really nice to be able to do it.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
And I believe we're going to have his voice singing a verse of one of the big songs at the end.
Word.
You know, so he can sort of live again on stage.
Well, in what way is that done? Should we do, or guess
well, we've we'll, just...
You've got a book and see.
Yeah.
All right.
We've got...
I love that. That's amazing.
It's like the Elvis tour, you know, you can hear Elvis's voice along with the band playing live.
Incredible. Love that one.
Didn't we all?
Yes.
You're on Joy. It is Mad Wednesday. Michael and Dean, but our very special guest is John Waters, and you are... Well, it's opening next week, Paris, A Rock Odyssey.
Yes.
Which is, you know, is it history or is it mythical?
Well, the story of the Trojan Wars is probably 90% myth but 10% history. I mean, it's based on events that have happened, and I think archaeologists have uncovered evidence of the Trojan Wars, etc. Mm. But of course, the Greek civilization, and this we're talking about, you know, 1500 BC, something like that. They had this belief system in gods, lots of gods for this and gods for that. And they believed that the gods lived on Earth along with mortals, not that the gods were invisible up in the sky somewhere.
They like were Wonder Woman.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I think she is actually sort of like Athena or one of those Greek goddesses. Yeah. And that's how they felt, that you could actually talk to the gods and you could even marry them.
Wow.
Which I suppose is one way of saying you could shag a god.
Well, I mean, I think
that's
a lot,
how my ex thought he was.
Yeah. I've come across a few failed gods, and I'm probably one. But
got it. The fact that we can admit it, I think, is good. This is happening. It opens on the 13th. It is four shows, as we said.
Over 3 days, yeah.
And 13th, 14th, and 15th. There's a matinee on the Saturday, the 15th.
Now, where else would it be? The Melbourne Recital Centre.
It's a great room.
That will ring in there, won't it?
It will. I believe, you know, I've not worked in that room before, but I've been told by everyone has that it's a great place to work.
It is. Sure it is. So when do you go into there? Because you're rehearsing at the moment.
Yeah, we're rehearsing at the moment, and we'll get in and tech through the show on Wednesday next week in the venue, and then off we go.
And does it, it's a concert, so do you all stand up and get up to the mic when it's your sort of bit?
Well, this is called a concert version. I mean, and one of the things about this show is that we're doing this at the moment to let people know, to put the show on and let people hear the music and the songs.
Okay.
And a full staging of a full production requires quite something, and we're hopeful that might be forthcoming in the very near future. So this is concert version. There'll be an orchestra and a rock band and a 36 voice choir on stage.
We are
not mucking around.
No, but don't you think you would have been to these or done these probably?
Yeah.
I feel like you get a huge idea of what this is like.
You do,
you get it right at you as well.
Yes, we do. And we have Neil Gooding as a director who will be staging, you know, you have to do some things that suggest the story and the interaction between the characters, even though we don't have a set per se to work with. We will be doing as much as we can to convey the storyline through our body language and the things that happen
on
stage.
Do you get sort of a beige ensemble with some sandals?
Well, costuming is going to be a little bit more representative. It's kind of, what can I call it, post-Holocaust sort of Mad Max meets The Matrix kind of stuff.
Like it.
Yeah.
We mentioned, I've got to say, my good mate John O'May is in there, Cameron McDonald, Mark Dickinson, Brian Mannix. It's incredible.
It's a great cast. Tim Friedman's there with us.
You can get your tickets at melbournerecital.com.au. We'll podcast this interview, and I must mention that you did an interview with Katie Purvis from Miss Chatterline, which is also you can get from the Joy website as well. We're very glad you could join us.
Pleasure to come in again, guys.
And enjoy this.
I will. Don't you worry about that. Yeah. I'm pumped.
Yeah, I bet you are. All the best. You're on Joy.
You've been listening to another Mad Wednesday podcast, driving you home every Wednesday afternoon from 4.
Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.